Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day in our weekly rhythm where we see how the Bible challenges and transforms our thinking on our topic. This week we're talking about Jesus the revolutionary. We're exploring whether Jesus was truly a revolutionary in the way that people interpret that term today, or whether he was simply accused of being one. Well, revolutionaries were a pretty common thing in Jesus' day. Many people rose up claiming to be the Messiah, the chosen one of Israel who was going to save them from oppression. And they expected that person to rise up with violence and sabotage and assassination and to lead troops into Jerusalem to overthrow the Romans. That's what people expected of a revolutionary. And if Jesus was a revolutionary, he didn't fit that mold. For example, there's a story told where Jesus was walking through a village and he sees a tax collector hiding in a tree trying to watch Jesus and hear what he has to say. Now, a tax collector was a collaborator with the Roman government. Where the rest of his people may have thought the Romans were oppressors and needed to be violently overthrown, here was a guy who was working with them. If Jesus was really a revolutionary, leading a rebellion, then this man, Zacchaeus, a tax collector, was the kind of person that you would expect Jesus to just hate. He'd be the first person killed or injured or cast out of the kingdom once Jesus' vision had taken hold. And yet, what Jesus does is he yells up to this man in the tree, "Come on down, I want to go to your house today." And he goes to this man's house, gets to know him, treats him like a human being. That's not the way people would have expected a violent revolutionary to treat the enemy's collaborators, but it's what Jesus did. Clearly, he has a different kind of regime in mind. In another story, Jesus is approached by a Roman centurion, a leader of soldiers, an officer. This is the pointy end of the stick in the Roman Empire. And that man approaches Jesus saying that his daughter is sick and would Jesus please help. Again, a violent revolutionary would probably have taken advantage of that situation when this man is at his mercy. And yet Jesus simply goes and helps the man. Again, not the actions of a violent revolutionary, at least not what we'd expect. Movements always gain their power by the number of people they can bring behind the vision. And sometimes they do that through coercion, sometimes they do it through violence, sometimes they do it through intimidation, false promises, sometimes they do it through simply being a better vision than the last guy, even if people don't believe it. And yet Jesus doesn't seem to have really resorted to any of these tactics. Jesus doesn't seem very interested in just becoming popular for popularity's sake. He sets the bar really high for the wealthy and powerful who come to him. He says cryptic things that he only expects his closest followers to understand and doesn't even try to explain them for the masses. He runs away from crowds sometimes. He does an awful lot of strange things for somebody who's just trying to become popular to get a large enough army behind them to attack Jerusalem and overthrow the Romans. Jesus seems to have very different goals in mind than people would have expected from a violent revolutionary in his day. Instead of fighting hard against the Romans, he even tells his followers not to resist evil and to turn the other cheek. What's going on here? I think it's that Jesus is a revolutionary. Well, more on that tomorrow. But in the meantime, I've got a question for you to think about and discuss with your group. Why do you think Jesus would lead his revolution with such unusual methods? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.